It's not easy.
No.
It's not easy. Oh, I have to be makdim. Wait, before you start the recording, I have to be makdim. That could be recorded. It's not a big deal. To be makdim. Those of you that are here in the afternoons, and so I had to leave a little early. I have to go to Pesach to pick up my son from yeshiva, and I drove back, and I had to run back to Pesach to pick up my daughter, who was doing a project with friends, whatever. A lot of driving. And in the interim, I sat down to have some dinner. And I get a phone call. Usually I don't answer the phone call. But it's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, sometimes you have to answer. So, no halavai. But also Gishmak. So Eretz Yisrael. So it was a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael calls me and says, do you have a second to talk? So I really don't have time to talk. You know, just if it's a minute, like I just... So then he says, I wanted to ask you about the Rashba in Baba Kama on Daf Beis and Daf Gimel. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I was eating like shawarma and it all dropped. I'm like, yes, I have time and I want to talk about this. This is about the... it was the end of the phone call. I said to the Rav, I'm like, this is about like the most enjoyable conversation and best phone call I got all year. So this is great. It was mamish. But what hashkacha? Mitten sugya. Mamish, in the middle of the Rashba, I get a random phone call from a 972 Eretz Yisrael number about a Rashba in Baba Kama, about Daf Beis and Daf Gimel. Ay, 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 what a shkoche. You can't joke around about that, Rabbi. You say, that's serious. Should I answer phone? Should I not answer the phone? Turns out being the most geschmack of phone call in the world. So let's talk about the Rashba in Baba Kama. Yesterday, on the Gemara that says that you're mechalik between... By the way, I didn't exaggerate any word of that story. Sometimes I exaggerate a little bit, but not that story. Yesterday, we were mechalik in the Gemara between... The Gemara's distinction about Karen Mechuberis and Karen Tlusha. That the Gemara says that Ema Karen Mechuberis... When it's attached, it's kula mu'edes. And the distinction that you find between tam and mu'ed is by tlusha, by a detached horn. Comes along the Rashba and asks, why should you say that if mechuber doesn't apply the distinction of tam and mu'ed, that means that we're going to go l'chumra and only be mechayev it to be always mu'ed? Why don't you say pum faker? Why don't you say the opposite? Why don't you say that it should always be tam? That's the Rashba's question. Safik mamona lakula, asked the Rashba, is a klal in dine mamonis, hamotzi mechavero, olav haraya. Says the Rashba, no. Because we're talking about nezikin. And in dine nezikin, there's not only a mamon, safik mamona lakula, but there's also an iser. And therefore you should say, safik isur luchum. Yesterday we asked, we don't understand, because we have rayas from Maseches Bava Kama, that even in Nezikin, we apply the din of Safi Mona Lekula, which seems to contradict the Rashba's answer to his question on the direction of the Gemara. So what we said in the end yesterday was, perhaps one can answer like the Rav Baruch Ber, Rav Baruch Ber, and we brought a proof from this. Perhaps Rav Baruch Ber brings from the Tosfos on Daf Gimel and Aleph. But Rav Baruch Ber made a distinction as follows. There's a difference between the issue on Memvav and other cases throughout Maseches Bava Kama, that the suffix is about a case. The suffix is about what happened. But that's already post what? That's post the laboratory. That's post the situation where you're creating the item, where you're introducing the scientists have already made the entity, and now we want to know how to carry it out. Now we want to carry out the stories. That's Safik Mona Lakula. That even applies to Nezik. But when you're what? When you're creating the entity, when you're defining how to develop the concepts,
When you're trying to what? Learn beginning of Baba Kama. Rabbi Yisai, it's so geshmak. The placement of these sugyas. Here's what. There is the how. There is the when. Here is the what. When it comes to what, whether it's mammon, whether it's iser, it's always going to be a suffix in drushes, a suffix in dinim of what the entity is. That's always going to be l'chumra, kind of like the way Rabbi Tam said on Daf Gimel, that in drushes, even in Mamoina, we say suffix is suffix hekesh l'chumra. So that's the answer to the Rashba on Daf Beis, that it doesn't contradict anywhere else in Baba Kam. It's a good teretz, big yisoid. Suffix in drushes, even klapei dinim mamonos, is considered suffix isur l'chumra. Problem number one. I pointed out yesterday was that Bein Tam Bein Mu'ad L'chayra should both have the Isser. So no matter what direction we go, whether we slap on that a Mechuberis is Tam or whether or not we slap on that a Mechuberis is Mu'ad, you carry the Isser element with Karen. So why is that considered a Suffolk Isser? That's question number one. Question number two is that if you read the Gemara further on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, when the Gemara is trying to establish what all the psukim by all the Avos Nezikin we're referring to. So the Gemara says, Kasher Yivara Galal Atumo, Time of the Kasser Rechmana, Kasher Yivara Galal Atumo, Alava Chimaya Kimnala, E Karen Ksiv, E Rego Ksiv, Itchach Sachta Yimine, E Divi E Di Arega. Now I would have thought that Pasuk is also going on Regal and it's not going on Shane. Had the Azul Mamela, Had the Shalach Shluchin. And I need two Psukim by Regal. Why? One case where you send the animal out, Rabbi Isai, and one case where the animal goes on its own. Kamash Malan, that it's going on Shane. So now the Gemara says, V'hasha de'uki ha'shein, regal de'ozlam emela minolan. So now that it's going on Shane, how do you know about a regal, an animal that tramples and is mazik, that if it goes on its own, it wasn't sent by the Bailim at your chayiv? Dum yud de'shein. Ma shein loshna shelcha shluchay loshna de'ozlam emela. Afregel loshna shilcha shluche loshna ozla memela. What do you mean? The regel is linked to Shane. So therefore, just like by Shane, we don't distinguish whether it was sent or not. So to regel, we don't distinguish whether it was sent or not. Ubir de mash for regel, mash the Shane. Mash for regel, dechsiv mishalche regel ashor vachamor. Umash for Shane, dechsiv vishane by MS ashalem bom. Ilav kra yisera. Havamina oha oha. O regal de ziko motze, o shane de eshane alaziko. So the Gemara fact Akasha, what do you mean? But once the pasuk is mashma, both of them, so you should suffice with one pasuk. Shkoyach. You should suffice with one pasuk. So it says, thank you. So it says the Gemara, once the pasuk is mashma, both shane and regal. So why don't we suffice with one pasuk? Ask the Gemara Akasha. Why don't we suffice with one pasuk? So what does the Gemara answer? Because if you would only add one pasuk, what? You would have thought it's one of them. Oha, oha. And I wouldn't have known both. Right? Oh, regal de zika motze. Oh, de shein de yeshan ala zika. So the Gemara asks, why? Michdi shkulinein. V'yavo shneim. Da'aymen ayu mafkis. Why? Why would you say it's only one of them? Ask the Gemara. Suffice, use only one pasuk. Limit the amount of psukim in the Torah, Chesner. And what? Don't say oha oha, but rather say what? Yavou shneim ki shneim shkulinim, because both of them are shakul. The haimin afi mafkis, because which one are you going to kick out? Shane has svaras to be mechayev, and regular svaras to be mechayev. So suffice with one pasuk, and both those svaras will tell you that you should introduce both of those mazikim. And you don't need a second pasuk now. That's what's the driving force of the Gemara. We don't need a second pasuk. It's trich. You would think that I was that if I would only have one pasuk, that what? That would only be when I send it. I need a second pasuk.
Good. Rabbi
Isai comes along the Rashba on that Gemara. And the Rashba asks, Yavo Shneyem, Ki Shneyem Shkulin Heim? Bekashali, Adarab, don't say Haiminayu Mafkis, say Haiminayu Ailis. What does that mean? Mean, what's the Rashba suggesting? Should be
included.
Gari, the Gemara is saying Haimin Ayum Afkis, and you're going to include both from one pasuk.
You wouldn't include.
Says the Rashba, exclude what?
Both.
Haimin Ayum Eilis. Why don't you say we're not sure if the pasuk is going on each one? So maybe it's going by none. Because every time you're going to think it's Shane, I'll tell you no, it's Regal. And every time you tell you it's Regal, I'll tell you it's Shane. And what would direct you in that direction, Rabbi Yisai? What governing principle would tell me that I should play games like that? Because every time you're going to try to extract money from me, I'll tell you, no, that pasuk, that was Shane. What do you mean, when I did Rego? And then when it does Rego, I'll tell you, no, that pasuk was Shane. Because I'm Motzim Mechaver, Olav Arai, you don't have a proof. So why does the Gemara say, Michti Shneim Shkulinim, Haiminayum Afkis, Fakert? In Dinin Ezekin, we should say, Haiminayu Eilis! The Rashba has an answer. I didn't even say anything. Yeah.
Quick question. The puzzle says Shalach, so how could that even be Shane? How is that an action of Eilis?
That's what the Gemara is okay with that.
How can you say this and that?
The Gemara says that they both are mashma in that puzzle. In the case of your Vishalach. The Gemara proves that Shane is also Vishalach. Good. Rabbi Yisai, what's the problem with this Rashba?
Can the Rashba say Motzi Mechaver Olav Arai if he holds its Dine Yisurim, it's not Mamud?
Again, let's just back it up, Rabbi Yisai. Let's present. Once we said the Yisoid of Rav Baruch Ber yesterday, that what? That when it comes to Nezikin, and it's not talking about the case, the story, but it's talking about the Dinim of the laboratory. The prescription, what, not the how, not the when. Then what? We say Safik Yisur Lachum. So that's true also on Daf Gimel. You're not sure about the Pasuk of Vishalcha. Is it Shane or is it Regel? That's going to have Nafkaminas about the what? About the laboratory, about the Dinim. And yet the Rashba says on that, Safik B'mayna Lakula. Kushya alimta on the bar of Baruch Be'er Rabbi Yisai ad kadekach that I don't have a teretz. I do not know what Rabbi Baruch Be'er will answer. Not only that, Rabbi Yisai, in addition, the Rashba earlier on Gimel Amud Aleph, which I didn't put on the Marma Kitnis, asked a very similar question to Tosfos by Machal Yekarner, Dumi Derega. And guess what? The Rashba does not answer like the Rabbeinu Tam, which according to Rav Baruch Ber should be what the Rashba answers. So Mayer V'Rabbi Yisai, yes, we built a binyan yesterday. Yes, we built a structure. But sometimes you have to do a malacha of Seisar Amanas Livnos. You have to knock it down. And I do not have a teretz to how Rav Baruch Ber will answer it. Because the Rashba on Dav Gimel seems to contradict. So if that's the case, where are we holding? We're back at square one. We don't understand the Rashba on Dav Beis because we just knocked down the solution to yesterday's sukkah on how we could say Safik Yisur L'Chumra by Nezek, but now we just complicated things more. Because not only do we say what? That I had a question on yesterday's Mahalach, that Mamanu Shach, Bein Betam, Bein Mamud, there's going to be an Isser. Now, in addition to that question, I'm adding on another question that the Rashba himself doesn't say like the Yesod of Baruch there on Daf Gimel regarding Shein Verega. Shiner.
Can I please repeat that first kasha that's brought up by this Rashba here, saying that, is it that because he said...
Instead of saying Shneim Shkul and Haimineo Mafkis, the Gemara asks, say Haimineo Eilis, because you can always say Amotzim Echaver Ola Varaya.
And that is a kula, inherently, but he's saying it
will... If I'm always going to pater you, and any time you're going to want to be Mechayiv me for Regal, I'll tell you, no, there's no pasuk like that, it's going on Shein. Or I'll tell you the opposite in the opposite situation. So it's going to be Amotzi Mechaver, all of our
Raya. And that's a kula, and I would disagree with...
Yeah, exactly. Like exactly. Call it.
You don't even have an answer for the first question?
No.
So go ahead.
Yosef.
I'm not sure if it's the same question.
Yeah,
asked.
Yeah.
Amotzi Mechaver, all of Raya is only going on case, no? That's not going on the pasuk. It's going on, if you have a question about a case, you say Amotzi Mechaver, all of Raya.
So you're taking Rebaruch Ber's Yesod, and you're saying, how could the Rashba say what he said? I mean, it's using the Yesod of Rav Baruch Ber from yesterday, and you're saying that the Rashba apparently applies it even in Legabe the Drushas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same question.
Yeah. That's why I'm dropping Rav Baruch Ber. Yeah.
Sounds also like the Rashba's argument, what we learned about Brisker Rav, that the
fundamental... Oh. Let's we'll get there. Let me understand what you're saying. We'll get there in a second. Excellent. So everybody say this is a big kasha. This is a big kasha. The stira and the Rashbas, which ultimately is taking us back to square one, just understanding the basics of the Rashba. So in order to answer big kashas, everybody say, and start over, sometimes you got to look in a new direction. And I think we're right in what we're saying, that in both cases, in both sugyas, Bezim and Bezim, Gimel and Aleph, we're analyzing the Dinei HaTorah of Nezika. And we're darshaning the Psukim in both areas, which is why we're leaving Rav Baruch Ber. But perhaps the areas that we're darshaning Psukim might differentiate. Namely what? The question at hand on Beis Amid Beis is the drasha about what? About what Avnezek, Rabbi Yosef?
Karen.
And the Avos HaNezek that we're darshaning on Gimel Med Aleph is about what, Rabbi Yosef?
Shein Verega.
Is about Shein Verega. Perhaps one could draw a distinction between the two Avos HaNezek and ultimately come out with some sort of mahalach to farem for the stira in Rashbas and understand why the Rashba is able to call it Safik Isser, because that was specifically talking about Karen between Tam and Mur. Meir V'Rabbeisai, I introduce you to one of the G'doyle Oilam, Rabari Leib Malin, otherwise known in Yeshivas as Reb Leib. And Reb Leib goes with that mahalach. And he says something fascinating. In the first page, he asks all the questions. And then suddenly he creates a distinction.
Who said it?
Reb Leib. Rabari Leib Malin. Simen Nun. Zok de Rabari Leib Venira. Oy. This is on the second side. And Daf Kuf Tezayin, the second paragraph. So Dr. Blabe, Rabbi Yisrael, said outside first. We've mentioned many times this concept of Tam. Yeah.
Can we just say the problem is for Shane and Rego, Adam will not have any intention to damage. Regarding Karen, there isn't intention to damage. There's rules in the Zeta.
Why should that make a difference?
It's
definitely a lot.
It's not. The chair just happens to be that that's the nature of the animal.
So therefore what? Therefore it's not Isser? Are you suggesting that chain and regal don't carry an Isser?
No, but it's a different level of Isser.
What level of Isser? Saying it's not levels of Isser, I hear in the world of Onshin. One's Chayvei Lavin, one's Misa. Isser is Isser, Safik Isser. I hold that a person should just as much be Machber, Safik Deraisa Lechumra, Safik Zer Lechumra, whether or not it's a, you know, what no matter its level, it's an Isser. There's an Isser there. I don't hear that should be different just because of the nature of the animal. Rabbi Yisai, but there is something different. There's a Gemara, very important Gemara that we spoke about many times already, that introduces the concept of Tam being Chatzi Nezek, Palga Nizka Knosa. What does that mean, Palga Nizka Knosa, that the Chatzi Nezek is essentially a Knas, is a fine? Why is it a fine, Rabbi Yisai?
There's no
Svara. What?
There's no Svara.
What does the Gemara say why it's a fine? Chesner, what does the Gemara say why it's a fine? Aronoff, what does it say? Why is it a fine? Because it's what? Becheska Shimur Kaimi. What does that mean? Stam Shurim Becheska Shimur Kaimi.
You should have washed better.
What?
You should have had a better shmir.
The original state you have to.
What? Stam Shurim Becheska Shimur Kaimi means what?
You have to watch it.
We can assume that it's watched. It's not going to be vazid. It's Palgan is Kakrasa. Aye, why is this Torah making me pay half? Really, you should have been Punter and Gansen. Really, you should have been Punter from everything. You should have been exempt from any payment. So why do I have to pay? A knas, a fine. Not because you're essentially obligated. Right? That's what the Gemara says. That's what Palgan is Kakrasa means. It's a fine. It's not mamon. The other day I holds, no, really you should have been Chayav Legamre. Stam Shurim Lav Cheskas Shimur Kaimi. They're not guarded. And you really have to guard the first time. Why do I have to pay half? Because the Torah was Meichel. So if we hold Falganiska Knasa, means there's something about the shore when it comes to Karen, that the first, before the first time or the first three times, Stam Shurim Cheskas Shimur Kaimi. What happens once he becomes a mu'ud? That changes. Once he becomes a mu'ud, he's no longer stam shayer meches kashimer kaim. Zucker Bayer Leib, that also changes in the world of the nature of your shmira. Listen to what Bayer Leib says. It's not just a gradual progression like we usually assume. That you're putter, and then once you become chayev, now we have to pay more. From chatzi nezek to nezek sholim. Says Rabbi Yalev, what's happening over here is much more fundamental. Says Rabbi Yalev, a chiddush nifla. But the difference between a tam and a mu'ud, says Rabbi Yalev, is that the first three times, the only reason you have to watch your animal is al tzdinei mamonis. If my animal does something, I'm obligated to pay. You're responsible for your mamon. Comes along the Torah, and when an animal becomes a mu'ud, now there was something else created. Not just that you're obligated to take care of and to reimburse for your mamon and to guard your mamon. Now what was created? An Isser. That Isser only begins to exist at the stage of mu'adus. Because beforehand, I had a defense and there was no Isser created. You know why? Because Alts Isser Veheter, Stam Shorin Becheska Shimer Kain. Why do I still have to guard it? Alts Dine Mominis. But when is the Isser created? When you lose that status of Stam Shorin Becheska Shimer Kain. Zokter Bayer Leib, those are two different natures of Shmira. There's a Shmira Alts by Mamon. And now there's a shmir out muadas out by Isser. So after Bar Yalev, it's not just a gradual progression of paying more because you struck out three times. That's not what Tam Muad means. There's something transformative that happens when you become a Muad. You now have a new status of a shore that gores. Now you have an Isser Beheter. You really have a mazik on your hands. Now you got to start watching. Wow. Rabbi Isai, for those of you that were here on Sunday, I quoted to you Reb Chaim Brisker. that said another fascinating detail. And those of you that don't understand what I'm saying, it was in talk, it was discussion about a Rashba that discussed when you divide the portions of Nezek, when you split it 50-50 by Shutfin, and when you split it in terms of how much of the animal gored, in terms of Shutfin that own different parts of the animal. And the Rashba quoted a Yerushalmi that says it depends if it's a tam or a mu'ud. Listen to what Reb Chaim Brisker said. Reb Chaim Brisker says, you want to know why there's a difference between a tam and a mu'ud? Because not every tam is just the first time of being a mu'ud. A tam and a mu'ud are fundamentally different. Listen to what Reb Chaim says, and this is the line that I want you to hear. Reb Chaim Brisker says that the oynish of a tam being migufo is that it's a din on the guf hashor. Once it becomes a mu'ud, listen to what Reb Chaim Brisker said. It's in stencils in Reb Chaim. It becomes an oynish on the bailin. That's going to now have ramifications in how you divvy up the shutfus of an animal that's owned by different people, and that's what the Rashba and Yerushalmi meant. Depends if it's a tam or a mu'ud. Who is the issue regarding? Is it regarding the guf hashor, migufo, the tam, or is it regarding the bailin? Rabbi said these two things do not have to connect, and they're different sugyas, but they might connect a little bit because they're both coming from the fundamental understanding that a tam is not a miktas of a mu'ud. Something much more fundamental is transforming from the stage of tam and from the stage of mu'ud. Zokter Bayer Leib, the isser of nezek, when it comes to keren, only is introduced in the stage of mu'ud, in that transformative stage, which Reb Chaim Brisker is saying is now going from the shore, the guf hashor, to the bailin. Reb Bayer Leib is not talking about that. I'm just connecting that to the Reb Chaim. He's saying the isser of nezek is only introduced once the animal becomes a mu'ud. Dr. Bailev, now I can start being miyashiv some rashbas. The rashba has nothing to do with drushas about psukim or not drushas about psukim. Everything is about drushas about psukim. The rashba on gimel and the rashba on bees. Dr. Bailev, the rashba is about what? What's the missing link over here? The rashba is about what? The rashba is about tam and mu'ud. There's one av hanezek that doesn't carry with it an iser. What is that?
Tom.
Karen tam. So therefore, if I have a suffix about mechuberes, if it's tam or muad, which is the suffix on days of mebeis, what do I have on my hand? I have a potential suffix iser. Is it muad or is it not muad? I don't know. Suffix iser l'chumra. Oberzok the Rashbe and Av Gimel. When it comes to Shein V'Regel Avada, the Isser's there. There's no question the Isser's going to be there. And you're going to have to guard the Mud of Shachalts, the Isser. And now the Gemara just wants to know what you pay. Shein V'Regel, that's Sofik Lamona Lakula. It's only in Tam where you have Stam Shari Mechetzke Shemer Kaimin. And the Shmir is only Altsdine Mominis. And there's a potential lack of Isser. That's where the Rashba says Safik Isser L'Chumra. Because now we're handling a Tam versus a Mu'ud. But the Gemara Daf Gimel, that was just a Dinei Mominis Safik. Because Mimonav Shoch, you'd be Chayav Al the Isser to watch this animal to gore, whether it's Shein or Regel. So now we want to know if we pay that Safik Mimona L'Kula. But Rabbi, I don't understand what I just said. Because if the Pasuk is not talking about Shein, or the Pasuk is not talking about Regel, and in either way you're going to sell me, no, the Pasuk might be talking about Shein, the Pasuk might be talking about Regel. So where's the mucker for the what? How am I saying that there's Vaday and Isser here? If the Pasuk is not talking about Shein, where's the Isser? Rabbi, say, everyone hear what I just asked? Again. Yeah. Rabbi Yerleib is saying, when it comes to the Rashba and Dav Gimel, Avadi Yerchayim for the Yisr. Now the Sufik of the Rashba was just a Dini Mamanis Sufik. They're talking about Shainer, they're talking about Rego. But Avadi Yerchayim, because there's no Tom over there, Avadi Yerchayim for the Yisr. But where's the Mucker for the Yisr? If I'm now saying that this Pasuk is no longer Shain or no longer Rego, and I'm throwing out those both options, and I'm saying maybe this, maybe that, what the Rashba is suggesting. So don't you lose your makar for the Isser as well? Shouldn't it also be a Suffolk Isser?
No.
So apparently the Rashba held not. So what does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? It's one of two options. Who could help me out here? In order to say this pshat of Rabbi Leib, you need to say one of two options. Who could help me out here? But what's the makar for the Isser? Libi. Either midin svara, misvara chitzayna. That what? Like the Briskerov says in Das Harif, that even if you're not an Avanezek, you're Mamayin Choshviros and Alecha, and there is already an Isser. And the Avos Nezek are only leaning in the Dinan of those four categories. Perhaps the Rashba held like that. Or Rabbi Say, someone give me a simpler answer. Someone give me a simpler answer. Where's the Isser? How does Rabbi Yalev know that it's Vaday Osir? That's what you just said. Right, so what is it if it's not like the Marigatz? Oh.
Any other possibility?
Excellent. Maybe the Rashba holds like all the other Rishonim. That the source for the Isser Nezek is not from our Parsha. And it's any one of the Psukim that we've quoted in the past of Aplerech Mocha, of Gezel, of Kav Choymer, like Rabbi Chanan from Hashav Saveda. But I'm vada I can have an Isser Mamarav Shah. So what's my Suffolk like Abi these Psukim? A Suffolk Mona Lakula is up the Rashba. That's the Teretz. So one of two options, either Mamon Choshmiras and Alecha, I know that it's Osir, and the Avos is only in terms of details, like that side of the Briskerov, like the Rif, and the Rashba holds like the Rif, or if you don't want to equate the Rashba like the Rif, perhaps the Rashba holds that there are other Mekairis for the Isser Lahazik, and that wasn't my Suffolk on Daf Gimel, and therefore the Rashba can say, ah, you're talking about something which doesn't relate to Tom. You're talking about something which is a regular nezek that's not stam shari mecheska shimer kaimi, like when it comes to tam. So now all you have on your plate is suffik mimona lakula. Yeah, seltzer.
You can't say like the rib. You have places kasha. Zimitlusha, tayev klusha.
You're saying within, if I want to buy the cheshbon of the briskerov, the way the briskerov set up the sugyo, the rashba is not like the rib. The Briskerov says that. You don't even need Tosis. The Briskerov says, I'm against the Rashba. Yeah.
No, even if Tosis guy says, is not like the Rif. He has, Ekatlusha would carry the characteristics of Tlusha.
Who says that?
The Briskerov says
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the Briskerov says, I'm also against the Rashba.
Has that, meaning Imamish has that. The Briskerov can't say.
The Briskerov can't fit, the Rif can't fit with the Rashba. Yeah, that's what the Briskerov says. Remember one of his answers. I'm just suggesting like that you said. Khanami wouldn't fit with the Briskerov. Briskerov would not hold what I'm saying. But the Briskerov is also not trying to forever a steer in Rashbas. You copy what I'm saying? You're right. In the setup of the Briskerov, the way we said on Thursday, we walked out of Shear on Thursday, the Rashba and the Riff were on two different sides of the team. But the only way I could say Rav Aryeh Leib's chat, which is not necessarily Meshubit to the Briskerov, the only way I could say Rav Aryeh Leib's chat is if I say that either if I want to work with the Briskerov that it's working like the Rif, or I could take an easier mahalach and say that the Rashba comes out that the Isser for Nezek is from some other parsha. Yeah, call it.
So how does like Mem Vav mesh in with all this? We said on Mem Vav, we said Mem that we're going
again.
Mem we're going with Kula. Yeah. So this just has like the same status as...
But that's not a suffix about being Tom or being Mood.
Yeah, but that...
So we're only saying we're going with Isser when our suffix is about being Tom and being Mood.
Right.
So on Mem Vav, it's just...
It's still Lakula.
It's still Lakula, exactly. Okay. It's great. Yeah. Yeah.
Just yeah. What Kali said?
Yeah.
How do you know that on Mem Vav, like, it's a suffix between a Mood or a Tom? Like,
it's not. It's a suffix about a case.
Yeah, but
here it's a suffix.
That's what the status of the animals are common. Rav Aryeh Leib splits out the form of the kula being tam and muad.
Yeah.
And you could say, oh, it's the kula. Or
no, there we knew it was tam. The Gemara says it's chatzi nezek. We know it's tam. Yeah. The Mishnah says it's tam. Yeah.
So are we equating Keren, Shane, and Regal now?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all. We're totally differentiating. The answer to our entire sugya, Rabbi Yisai, and all the stiras is that Keren has something that's different than every other Av HaNezek. it has that category called tam. And tam is bechezkas shimer kaimi. And Rabbi Ari Leib says what that means is that there's no iser until it becomes and transformed into be a mood. If that's the case, that's what the Rashba meant. That's why you're handling a suffix iser, potential lack of iser, when it comes to tlusha versus mechuberes. This is within the Rashba. Within the Rashba. This is where we're trying to be miyashiv for Rashba. The Rashba totally, according to this Mahalach, distinguishes between the two. Yeah.
At the end of the Gemara that we just did, it's true, and we said it's Lishlach. Okay, why did it give the answer of Nefer Karna? Could have done the same thing the opposite, right?
What do you mean?
Meaning, we just got through saying that we needed each pasuk to teach the extra thing. So then at the end, when we were trying to say one pasuk, and they both learned from that, we say we couldn't do that because they wouldn't learn Shalach Shulchan.
Right.
So why didn't we say the same thing, but we needed that, but we couldn't do it because of Mechalei Karna? Wouldn't that have been the same thing?
Didn't the Gemara take care of Mechalei Karna?
No, it had the same discussion regarding Shalach Shulchan earlier as well. Yeah, they have the reverse side as well. But at the end here, we say Shalach
Shulchan. I have to go through the Cheshbon and the Gemara. China is on the Rashba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we explain again what the nafkamina is? Whether you hold that Isser Nezikin is from an outside source or from Nezikin itself?
I have a question on Daf Gimel. What this pasuk is talking about? So if my source for Nezikin and for also the Isser Nezikin is from our Parsha of Nezek, like the Ma'ari Katz. So then I have a question on hand of whether or not this is Usser or not. It's not only a question of Dine Mames. But if I have another source for the Isser Lahuzik, then my question just becomes a Dine Mames question. Because I already have a source for the Isser. That's what I'm suggesting, right? Okay. Bye bye, Sai! Now that answers the other question as well. You see, because I asked at the end of Shir yesterday, Rabbi Sai, I don't understand. Bain Tam Bain Muad, there's going to be an Isser over here. You have to guard your animal. There's only a distinction in how much you pay. But isn't there an Isser Mamon of Shach? He's a Mazik. And there's an Isser Lahazik Bain Tam Bain Muad. So what will Rabbi Yileib say to that question that I ended Shir with yesterday, Rabbi Isai? It's not true. That's exactly the distinction. When it comes to Tam, it's not just a distinction between how much you pay, but it's actually a distinction whether or not the Isser applies. And that's why it's a Suffolk Isser. Is this Mu'ud or is this Tam? So it answers not only the Stira of Isa, but it answers our original question. But Rabbi Isai, I want, whether or not the answer to the Stiras of the Rashba is correct or not, and we worked very hard and we're moving on from there, Rabbi Isai. We got to go on and do other Sugyas, Rabbi Isai. We have one last sugya on Karen Mechuberes, but a totally different sugya, Rabbi Isai, that I'm very excited about. A brand new mahalach in the sugya. And that'll be the final sugya on our inyan of Mechuberes versus Tlusha, but it's really a hemshich. I want you to get this one yesod of what Rabbi Ari Leib is saying and what this Rabbi Chaim is introducing to us. Don't look at Tam and Muad as a gradual process. Tam and Muad could be something fundamentally different and a fundamental transformation. Ad kedei kach, the Reb Chaim Brisker is saying, the target point from the animal to the bialim is totally different between Tam and Muad. And Rabbi Isai, I'm going to give you a proof to this conclusion that we're coming out with. Whether or not you like Rabbi Yalib, whether or not you like the answer to this theory in the Rashba, Rabbi Isai, whether you're going to lose sleep on this theory in the Rashba, I don't know. I hear it's tough. I think Rabbi Yalev is a geshmak mahalach, and I think it's difficult, and like what John's pointing out, it doesn't exactly stem with the Brisker Rav setup of the Rashbas. I hear, but you have to deal with all the kashas. You can't just deal with some kashas. You got to go right there in Baba Kama and see what the Rashba actually says. But Moyver Abayisai, I ask you the following question, and this is the final question on the sugya with the Rashbas. Just think about this, Abayisai. This should really bother you. Let's go back to square one. No, nothing complicated, no stiras and Rashbas, no more daf gimel, the bezim and bez. I want to learn bezim and bez. Because I'm moving off of bezim and bez, I want to learn bezim and bez. What are we saying over here, Abayisai? Frek the Gemara Akasha. That's by Plusha. Detached. No. I caught it. Detached. But by Mechuberes. What? Detached what is Tom slash is Tom. But by Mechuberes, attached, it's what? It's Mu'ud. Right? And comes on the Rashba and says, why? Rashba frech tzakashe. Why? What do you want? What does he want to change, Rabbi Isai? What does he want to change? He wants to change this. He wants to say, Kulo Tam. So now,
how could everybody move?
One second. Let's just understand the setup, Rabbi Isai. Which one is more normal? Mechuberes, right? Mechuberes is more normal. Good, right? So now, if I would ask you without knowing anything else, okay? Jeremy, without knowing anything else, if I have a parsha of Mu'ud that has to pay Nezek Shalom, that would give the full whammy on it, where would you latch it on to?
Solution.
What?
I would put it on.
Which one's more normal?
A more normal Mu'ud.
Right, so which one would you put it on?
Mechuberes. Yeah.
You with me, or no, you're just giving me what I want to hear? You with me?
I'm with you.
Everybody, I don't want to hear what I want to hear. I want to hear where you are. Everyone with me? What would you say? Everyone. Which one? The Rashba. Well, for the Rashba, Rabbi Isai. If I had to slap on the din of Mu'ud, right? The Gemara makes much more sense than the Rashba, Rabbi Isai. Everyone hearing the Kasha? This is ridiculous, the Rashba's Kasha. This is utterly ridiculous. Your only example of Mu'ud paying Nezek Shalim is going to be found where? According to the Rashba's suggestion. It's going to be on the third, on the fourth time of a what? Of a Tlusha. Does that make any sense to any of you guys? Forget Dine Mominus, forget Baba Kama Memvo, forget it. I want Svara right now. Does that setup make sense? Does this Rashba have any Havana whatsoever? No. Forget the Dini Rabbi Isai. Let's just understand it. This is a Sofer Kasha. You just open up this Rashba and Sofer just says, without articulating it, this makes no sense. Right, Sofer? But Itaka makes no sense. You hear what I'm saying? Like, I hear what Ritz Sofer's saying. It makes no sense. Look at the setup. Everyone with me? Rabbi Isai, all of you should have asked this Kasha. Sofer was the one who asked the Kasha. It makes no sense. Again. Gemara says, Plusha is where you have a chilek for Talmud. But Mechuberes, which is attached, which is a classic animal goring, then what? What's the din? It's Kule Mua. Good? Excellent. Frekta Rashba, say Fakert. What do you mean say Fakert? So your only example of Nezek Shalim of Mu'ud is going to be where? Is going to be by Tlusha? On the fourth time? What a bad suggestion. Makes no sense. One second. It only makes no sense if you look at Tam and Mu'ud as a gradual growth of one another. Once you start distinguishing between Tam and Mu'ud and you have the setup of today's shir, of a different cook, a different look, a different perspective on Tam and Mu'ud. Two different parshias on Tam and Mu'ud. Two different targets of Reb Chaim Brisker. Two different dinim of Reb Aryeh Leib Malin. One has an issur, one doesn't. Then it's not as problematic. If you look at it as Mu'ud is where we slap on the whole thing and it's a gradual process, then this makes no sense. But if you know you have a parsha of Mu'ud and you have a parsha of Tam, and they're totally distinguishable parshas, and we don't know where to apply each of them, so now the Rashba's Kasha makes sense. Because Tam and Mu'ud are not like this. There's Tam,
and there's mood, and I want to know where to apply it. That's the Rashba's kasha. So whether or not you like Reb Leib for the answer of the Rashba, and what's going to happen, Rabbi Yisrael, which is very geshmak, what we set up, that this might all be relevant in terms of the Rashba's nature of what the mucker of the Isser Lahazik, which connects back to the sugyas that we started off with at the beginning of the year, Rabbi Yisrael. All of Shas is connected. Every sugya is connected. It's one big binyan. You miss one day, you're done. But now at least we understand what Taman Muad is. And we can understand with this Reb Leib where the Rashba is coming from. Where if a person logically has a different approach, the approach that we had up until now within Taman Muad, l'chayri, you don't understand the suggestion of the Rashba to really, in a true way, suggest that the only case of Muad would be by Tlusha as opposed to Mechuberes. Rabbi Yisrael, tomorrow is the most important